Wherever Rabbi say, as always, it's a kovod and a gewaldige, wonderful that I'm zeicher to be able to share with you some divrei Torah. Baruch Hashem, the Rabbanu Shlomo is being good to me at the moment, and so the Rishtal Vaviter should continue on the way that it's going. There is a merit to get Taisus Yishonim in Masechet Rosh Hashanah on Daf Yudam at Beis that touches up a very interesting part of the Parsha here. It says in the Parsha, the Parsha begins, of course, the story of the three Malachim coming to Avram Avinu. Even though the Rabbanu Shlomo was Hoitzi Chama Minartika, in order that Avram should be able to heal himself from the Mila and not have to be busy with Orchim, but the Rabbanu Shlomo had gezen that he couldn't take it. He's there, ready to do the mitzvah. So these Orchim came, and they were Mevasar, Avram Avinu, and Sora, that they're going to have a child. So near the end of, right before Sheni, it says, "Vayemer Hashem el Avram, loma zet tzochak Sora lemor." Why did Sora laugh? Ha'af umnam elid vanizor kanti. That she laughed. Is it possible I should have a child and I am old? Lemaisa, that's not what she said. That's not what she said. It says in the Pasuk, Vatitzchak Sora Bekirba Lemor, Achare Beloisi Hoysoli Edno Va'adoini Zokin. She said Va'adoini Zokin. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu reports it to Avram Avinu, so he says over Vani Zokanti. And from here we learn a Meiridike Chiddush. The Chiddush is that you can be Mishana for Sholom Bayis. But there's a bigger Chiddush in this. This being Mishana for Sholom Bayis means it's not the Pshat I'm allowed to do an Avla now. That's Emes. Vayla Shteta Zayin in the Torah. Once it's in the Torah, then it's Emes. And if it's emes, then the vort is, that's what you're supposed to do. It's the right thing. Because emes doesn't mean truth. Emes means what's right. That's one meiridik chiddush in the Pashta Psukim here. But there's a bigger chiddush in this Taisvus Yishonim. Vayomer Hashem el Avram. Shem Sam Savram, Lomazet Socha Kosoro Lemor, Haaf Umnam Eled Vanizor Kanti, Haipoleme Hashem Dovor. Is there anything that's hidden that Hashem can't do? It's Mechusa from me. Lamoid Oshuv Elecho Keis Chayol Sorobain. At the next Yontav, I'll come back to you, and Sorrow will have a child. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah goes on this Lamayit. Now, when he came and told Avram about it by the Mila, it says Lamayit Hazeh B'Shono HaAcheres. At that time, the Pesach that he told Avram Avinu to mal himself in last week's Parsha. Yeah? So there HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Pesach the next year is when you'll have a child. But here it doesn't say Lamayit Hazeh B'Shono HaAcheres. It says just Lamayit. Zog the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that it must be from Sukkot to Pesach. Why? Because the next Yontev after Pesach, which is where L'chaira this whole story is happening, is Shavuos, 7 weeks, you can't have a baby. From Shavuos to Sukkot, it's only a few months, right then not enough time. Zog the Gemara must be that Hashem is talking to Avram Avinu on Sukkot, and he's talking about the following Pesach. Frag the Gemara, there's only 6 months, and she has to be first pierce Hanida and be Mathayer herself, and then become Nisaber from Avram Avinu. Still not enough time. There's no 9 months. Frag the Gemara is Gvena Iber Yor. So there were 7 months. Frag the Gemara, but still not enough time. Zog the Gemara, Yoledes Leshiva, Yoledes Lemkutoyim. If you have a baby in 7 months, then the months don't have to be complete. So Mamela, that's how it works out. Zog the Taisis Shonim, I said, Do I marry the Chiddush here? Remember, the Besaira that came from the three Malachim who came. That happened Pesach, the year that Avram Avinu mauled himself. Zafman learning that the Gemara understands that these three psukim here, because then the pasuk goes back again and talks about that they talked about Zdaim, there's three psukim that happened 6 months later, meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited 6 months until he mourned Avram Avinu. Why was she mitzachek? So I used to say it over Derech Tzakus, that obviously the Rabban Shalom was a Talmud of the Alter from Slabotka. But the Pshat, because the Pshat is Azoy. Thus haste, the Torah is being mechadish over here. That we have to mourn somebody for something, often you don't do it right away. You wait for an opportune time to be able to mourn, not right when it happens, because if you mourn at a later date, you get the person in a position where he doesn't feel that he has to answer so strongly. He'll take he'll take it better. And even though Sarah did deny it, Vatechachesh Sarah lemer lo tzachakti ki yireya, Vayomer, and Vavamer said to her, Loi, no, ki tzachakti, you did. That also is a merit of Chiddush. Thus haste, Avram Avinu mourned her, allowed her an answer, said what he had to say, and left it. Sometimes when you have to mourn somebody, don't dwell on it. Just say it. Choose the opportune time that can be, not when it actually happened, but could be 6 months later, a year later, 2 years later. There are very, very many stories with Walter von Slabotka of people who were mourned for things years later from when it happened. And the Talmidim of Walter von Slabotka all use that. Our Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal used it often. He picked and chose his space. If he had to mourn somebody for something, didn't have to be when it happened. It could be a much later time when he found an opportune moment that he thought that it would be a more effective time to mourn. But you see that the Torah is telling us this from the Rabban Yishloilam, that this is a hanahaga taiva of how to deal with that someone, you have something that you have to complain to someone about, pick and choose the proper time for that complaint. That's the, and say it once and leave it. Don't dwell. That makes it much more effective. And doesn't ruin the relationship. So there are mamish limudim, gevaldige limudim in the pshute shel mikra of hanhogas taivas of how one has to give over a complaint when it's necessary. That's one of the chidushim in Heintige Parsha. There's another issue here, which is l'chayra davar that needs a teretz. Amongst the stories that the Torah talks to us about is where Avram Avinu was by the Plishtim and told Sarah to tell Avimelech that he's his sister. And because of that, he found out, because of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, that it's actually his wife. And Avimelech gave Avram a lot of money. So we see that Avram Avinu didn't hesitate to take from the Malchi Umas Olam money. Same thing happened for the same reason in Mitzrayim, in last week's Parsha, when they went down to Mitzrayim. So Paro had to give Avram Avinu and Lot Sonu Bokar, he gave them a lot of stuff. But when it came to the Melech Zdaim, there Avram Avinu says, I'm not taking a penny from you. In Michut Vatzrei Knal, I'm not taking anything from you. So the Shaila is, what's the difference between Paro and Avimelech on the one side and the Melech Zdaim on the other side? Ubifrat, it's important in this week's Parsha too, because this is the Parsha where Zdaim is being destroyed for being the Anoshim Royim V'chatoyim that they were. And Chazal go to great lengths to be Mefarsim, that the Iker Rishis of Zdaim was they were the anti-Chesed. They punished people for doing Chesed, for giving Chesed, for taking Chesed. They held that a person has to be totally self-sufficient, and if he has to come on to the help of someone else, that's a gewaltige weakness, and it's mevatel the anushius of the mensch. Well, comes the story of the Melchames Dalar Melochim Neged the Chamisha, and that Melech Zdaim gets completely captured. And Avram Avinu comes and frees him and returns to him his entire Malchus. The Melech Zdaim now becomes the ultimate recipient of Chesed. He's the full recipient of Chesed from Avram Avinu, which is neged the whole Metzius of Zdaim. So he's got a big problem. How can he go on? So he comes to Avram Avinu and he says to Avram, Ten lias anefesh, give me the people of Eser Chush Kachloch, and you take all of our money. Take it all. And now that absolves me from being the Makabel of Chesed, because it comes out now I paid for it. So I paid for it? Okay, that's fine. That I can do. Over here, Avram Avinu, who's the Ava Chesed, as we'll see in the next piece that we talk about, the Gevaldike, he was the Av HaChesed. He's telling the Melech Zdaim, I'm not taking a thing from you. I want to make this point. I know what you are. I know you're Rishis of anti-Chesed. I'm forcing you to be the Mekabel of Chesed as a protest against this Rishis of your philosophy of life that makes Chesed something that shteres the whole Metzius of the Adam. It's not that way. Adarabba. Kodesh Baruch Hu created us that we need each other, that we bedafka need a zulosai, that chesed is a very important issue. And Mela, Avad, it's not that he doesn't take money from Malchi Umisraelim. He will. But by the Melech's daim, he's not going to take anything from him in order to make this point and force the Melech's daim to be the Makabel of Chesed. That's another one of the interesting limudim that, the contrast between last week's Parsha and this week's Parsha. And finally, I want to share with you an understanding of what happened at what, according to many, many Rishonim, is the 10th of the Asar Nisyonos, that was Nisna Avraham Avinu, was Nisnasa, that of the Akedah. There's a very interesting pasuk. The pasuk says, Yitzchok says to his father, Hine ha'esh ve'ha'etzim, here is the fire and the wood, v'ayeh ha'seh la'oilo, where's the seh? Zokt Avraham Avinu tzem, Elokim yire loy haseh la'oilo b'ni. Avraham Avinu is megala to Yitzchok that he is going to be the Zeh. The next words in the Torah is Vayelchu shneim yachtov. They both went together. Now what is this Vayelchu shneim yachtov? Lamaisa. Avraham Avinu is introduced to us in the Torah with Lech Lecha. Torah could have introduced it with the Rikazdim, with other things. The Torah introduces Avraham Avinu to us with the word Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. And the reason is because Lech Lecha is Avraham Avinu's ultimate idea of chesed. And in fact, it's not only the introduction of Avraham Avinu in the Torah, it's the first thing that Klal Yisrael does when we leave Mitzrayim. The Navi tells us, Zacharti lo chesed nurayich avas klulosoyich lechtech acharai bamidbar. Just like Avraham Avinu is following HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the unknown, which was what Lech Lecha was, the Navi tells us Klal Yisrael following HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the midbar, not knowing where they're going, that's Zocharti lo chesed nurayich. That's chesed. Das heißt, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machshiv, that if we follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the unknown, we are being mischased with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe that's what we are being tested with today. Nobody knows. Nobody understands. We don't know what the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants here with this Gefährliche Magefa, with how much it cost us. But we're following HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're taking the opportunities that are given to us, and Baruch Hashem, I can report with Meiridike, thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Siyata Nishmai that we've had with state authorities that are allowing us to function almost normally. We're following HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the unknown and he's letting us do it. So the first way, the pshat is that Avram Avinu is the paragon of Chesed. Lech Lecha demonstrates that being the paragon of Chesed. Just like it demonstrated when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Zochartu lo chesed nu rayach avas klu lo soyuch lechtech acharai bamidbar. We do it b'zeir anpin every leil sukkis. When we go tsei mediras kva v'shev mediras aroi, that's our lech lecha. But being mekayim yeshiva in these difficult times is certainly a lech lecha. And a lech lecha from which we are very proud. So that's chesed. That's Avram Avinu. That's how the Torah introduces to us, because Avram Avinu is the paragon of chesed. Yitzchak Avinu, on the other hand, he was the paragon of Yira. Yitzchak's job is to be the Yorei. The Yorei is the one who carries forward Avram Avinu's legacy without changing it, without adding to it, without altering it. He's the Yorei. He keeps that which Avram Avinu hat avegestelt. And he redigs the wells that Avram Avinu dug, and the plishtim filled over in next week's parsha. He redigs them because he is the paragon of Yira. When Avram Avinu has to tell Yitzchak, in the answer to Ayei Aseh Lo'olo, Elokim Yira Lo Aseh Lo'olo B'ni, I am ready to go shecht you. The Torah tells us that willingness of Avram Avinu to want to shecht Yitzchak results in ato yodati ki yirei Elokim ato. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu, I see in that you are a yorei as well. And Yitzchak Avinu, what happens to him? He now finds out that he's the Oilo. And if he's the Oilo and he's willing to go to be that Oilo, then he's becoming an Oihev. Because V'ohavto is Hashem Elokecho b'chol avavcho v'chol nafshecho afilu noitel es nafshecho. Agreeing to be the one who HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be noitel es nafshai, he becomes an oihev. Eibazoi, that's what the Torah is saying, v'yelchu shneim yachtov. Because now both of them have achieved each other's midah, and they were both yachtov, they were both equal, both equally oihavim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bali Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Yireim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Vayelchu Shnehem Yachtov. A guten Shabbos and Hatzlocha Rabbah.